Now we've got Melinda Martin, who's the curator from Linden Art Gallery.
Yeah, she's the boss lady of the place. And we've, of course, had you in many times before.
Indeed. Thanks for having me back.
No, absolutely our pleasure. Now, Linden New Art is not where it usually is because it's around the corner from me and there's it's a construction site at present.
It is indeed. So the roof is being replaced, the veranda is being replaced. We're getting a new extension, which will be a new reception area and extra exhibition space.
Right.
And we're getting some, you know, exciting things like DDD compliance, disability access compliance and things like that. So it'll be fabulous when we get to go back in the building, hopefully in mid-next year.
Right.
If everything runs smoothly and it doesn't rain and, you know, all those kind of things. So at the moment we're at Domain House in Dallas Brooks Drive in South Yarra, just near the gardens.
Okay. We'd love Lovely spot.
It's a beautiful spot.
Lovely spot. Now, you're here to talk about the postcard, which is very, very important part of what you guys do. How long has it been going now?
27 years.
27 years, wow. So three more years.
It gets a big 30 at bats. It does indeed.
Are you already looking towards that?
We will. Yeah, we will. We'll do something pretty special for 30, I think. We've got some ideas up our sleeves, so we'll just wait and see what happens.
Okay. Now, explain to our people, if they don't know about the postcard exhibition, or the competition stroke exhibition.
So it's an open entry exhibition. Any artist, whether they're hobbyist, professional, can enter the prize. The only rule is it has to be 8 by 10 inches.
Right, because it's postcard.
Size. Yeah.
Postcard size. And over the years, some amazing people have won it.
Absolutely, they have.
And it's really forged a lot of people's careers too, hasn't it?
Yeah, and this year probably Penny Byrne is a great example. She actually won the first prize with an incredible little sculptural work. But she had entered that prize 12 years ago and won a postcard prize, which was actually to have her work reproduced on one of our postcards. And that started her whole career. So she went from having that image, it being reproduced in the back of an art magazine. She got picked up by a commercial gallery. She then has just this year had a show in Berlin. She's just come back from Berlin. She was in Venice a couple of years ago. So you can start with a really small thing and go on and do wonderful things.
But she also had her own exhibition at here's somebody that's well established and entered the postcard exhibition.
Because she loves the postcard show. It was such a great experience for her and she wanted to come out and support the gallery again. So I think it's really nice no matter what stage you're in. And one of the other prize winners, it's the first time she's ever entered a prize and she won the best portrait work. So
wow.
Great experience between someone who is a hobby artist to someone who is a really established senior Australian artist.
And it must be a pretty a wonderful thing for you, for somebody like Penny's to be chosen as the winner because of how well she is known here in Melbourne and now around the world. So it puts you on the map a little bit, I suppose, too, doesn't it?
It does, and I think it really demonstrates the generosity of artists who want to support Linden, as well as actually just the creativity of the show, that they really think it's a fun show to be in and that they get as much out of it as we do by showing the work.
Yeah. How many people was it this year that...
It was about 530 artists and we've got 1,007 works on the walls.
Wow.
So huge
show. So people do multiple...
They can enter up to 4 works.
Right, okay. And you display them all?
We display them all. As long as they're the right size, we display them all.
And I also love the way you display them. You do it in quite a creative way, which makes it interesting. It's just not a wall of postcards. It's done in a special way.
We have to keep it interesting for ourselves, but this year the show is inspired by Piet Mondrian. So the grid kind of formulation of Mondrian's work, which he was most famous for, that work was really inspired by the notion of balance and nature. And because we're so close to the gardens, it seemed like a natural way to extend that experience and create grid-like structures in which the works can hang. And I think it works really well because you get this kind of, you can look at a little block of yellow and then a little block of blue. It makes it really easy to see the work.
And I love that idea. What about this space that you know you're in right now, next to the gardens, or is it part of the gardens?
It's really interesting. It's owned by the City of Melbourne, but it's managed by the gardens. So we just sit next to Governor Latrobe's cottage, just behind the shrine. So it's just right near the gardens.
Right, okay. So it's near where the, you know, like that, the cafe is and all that, is it?
Yeah, yeah, not far from the observatory.
Right, okay. Yeah. So the space, is it big enough?
It is big enough. We have extended down the hallway and into some other spaces for this year because I've got so many works. It's originally the former home of ACCA. So it was established back in the 80s and has had a really strong tradition with contemporary art being shown in Melbourne. So it's really great to be there.
And nothing was really in there before you guys moved in, was it?
They do some occasional shows with different organisations, but it has been probably a little underutilised by the garden. So we're really delighted to be able to find a space, because when we knew we were going to be homeless for a little while, finding a space where you can, you know, bang nails into the wall and do exciting things like that. Lots of other landlords don't get excited by things like that, so we're allowed to work in a really great space.
But also the interesting thing is owned by the City of Melbourne and your, you know, like where you are down in St Kilda isn't City of Melbourne.
No, we're the City of Port Phillip. So we've been really lucky and very supported by the City of Port Phillip to be able to show outside of the city, but that's allowed us to establish some new partnerships. So we're doing a project next year with the National Trust. We're doing a project with the Shrine next year. So for us, it's kind of a really nice way to kind of get out of our building and play with some new people. It's fun.
Yeah. Now let's get back to the postcard exhibition. How, you know, if somebody's listening now and they're an artist and it makes it a little bit more easier, I'm saying, but you know, like it's not, because it's still quite involved. What Penny's done is let's explain what Penny's work is. What sort of an artist is she?
So Penny trained first as a ceramic conservation person. So this year she had a really great adventure where she went and worked on the Wallace and Gromit show at ACME, conserving some of the objects when they came to Australia. So she still has a conservation practice. That's part of the way she generates income. But she reclaims ceramic objects. So all those things that you find in op shops or, you know,
or in your grandmother's
glass cabinet. Yep. She finds them.
So it's the little
figurines,
like the china figurines.
Yeah, absolutely. So she finds all these objects and then she plays around with them. So she might lovingly conserve them and then she might pour paint over the top of them. Or in this case, she's used foil leaf and put foil leaf over the figure and turned them into a jihadist in a way.
Yeah. And that she's actually quite political, isn't it? Because quite often there's this really dreamy porcelain figurine, which is often like very kitschy in a roundabout way. Although I love them, and they're holding guns.
Absolutely. So in this one, it's what would have been like a very beautiful plate that would have hung, you know, in someone's hallway. She's kind of interfered with it and foiled the women in it and added some little, you know, a gun and some things like that. So she's kind of making that comment. And that's why the judges loved it. They loved the fact that she was making a political comment about the world in which we live in.
Yeah. And the other thing is that she's pretty much alone, isn't she? There's not many other people doing what she's doing.
Not at all, which is fabulous. It's really great to be able to see some really unique work in the show.
So back to what we were talking about is that if somebody is listening now and they think, so I'm an artist but I don't know, you know, like how can I make a name for myself, what can I do?
There's lots of things, like entering prizes like the Linden Postcard Show is a great way, but actually just going out and looking at things, engaging in the community, getting shows at artist-run spaces. You've got to all start somewhere. And, you know, there's really great opportunities to get engaged by, you know, lots of organisations are doing professional development opportunities. We do an artist speakeasy program where people can come and hear from industry experts about a particular topic. So our next topic, which is coming up shortly, is about if you're not represented as an artist, so how do you make a living? So we're hearing from a couple of artists who live and practice their careers outside of the commercial gallery sector.
And and that's really important these days too, isn't it? Because there's becoming less opportunities for a lot of people, isn't there?
Yeah, but there's also, you know, the web, Instagram, Facebook, people can actually control so much of their own careers now that I think there's, you know, a balance between the two. So,
do you feel, and have you observed it, that Instagram is losing it? Because it was all very much for graphic designers, photographers, artists, where now Instagram's becoming, people are posting their food on it and whatever. It's losing that magic. What I joined up to Instagram was totally away from Facebook, because that was my social life, was Facebook. But Instagram was, you know, like the excitement of seeing, you know, like wonderful art.
I think there's always going to be a balance with that, and I think there'll be another new social media. We don't even know what it will be in the future, and I think that's just the evolution of the way in which people use technology.
Yeah.
You know, if 10 years ago we all sat there and said, are you going to actually check, you know, something that you put in your pocket every 10 minutes to see what's happening in the world, you would have laughed.
Yep.
But
yep,
now we're constantly addicted to
this technology. And does the technology, you know, like, interfere with what you guys are doing? You know, like, is it stopping people from walking through the door?
Not at all. We're actually using Instagram on a project this year. So we're in the show. We're working with Christoph Newman, who is a illustrator who works in New York for the New Yorker magazine and the New York Times.
Wow.
And we're creating an Instagram project based on his Sunday sketching. So he does this project where each sort of weekend he uses an object and draws around it. So imagine he might use a teacup and then draw a waiter around it or something like that. He's quite creative. So we're using that as a kids' engagement program, so families can come and play around, use some found objects and create a drawing, pop it up on Instagram. So we're using those tools to engage with audiences.
How hard is it for you guys? Because, you know, like, you are very forward thinking and you push the boundaries a lot more. And the wonderful thing is that, you know, like, you've got the support of the council behind you. And it seems, you know, like, just as strong as it's ever been. Am I right there?
Yeah, we're very lucky, and we're getting, you know, the council's investing $1.6 million in our building. That's a huge investment in the arts in the local community.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate. It means that we'll be able to go back into a new building with extra spaces to create more programs.
And but my main question there was, you know, like, how hard is it to keep on thinking of where are we going to go next? What are we going to do now? Or is there too many ideas coming to you?
We never lack ideas. Our problem is sometimes picking the best ideas out of all the conversations that we have. We work ahead. We work probably 2 to 3 years ahead in our programming.
Can that sometimes be a little bit of a disadvantage with the trends?
No, not really, because for us to work with the artists that we want to, we really need to have that much of a lead time to start the conversations and for them to create new work. It takes time for artists to create new work. So for us to show new work, it means we have to work that far ahead to create that. But that's part of the adventure.
Yeah. Now, you'd be aware, because right now, and I think it actually finishes in any day now, not fair.
It finishes at 4 o'clock,
today.
I think. Maybe now.
Now, one of the curators of that, he actually won the postcard exhibition a few years back, and I totally forgotten his name. We had him on last week on the show.
Sam Leach?
Yeah. And would you ever consider putting that exhibition into your space?
We have had conversations about with Not Fair in the past, but we're not a big enough space in our house. It's a bit tricky, and you often have to hang around fireplaces and the infrastructure of being in that kind of residence. So we have talked to them in the past, and we've certainly shown, you know, we opened a show at Domain House with Sam Leach's work in it. We always have those kind of conversations, and we're always out there and looking. And, you know, I think we're really proud because a number of the artists in Not Fair were artists who've started their careers at Linden.
Yep.
And been involved in, shows very early on in their careers. So it's really nice to see that evolution as artists' careers grow and change and they become influenced by new things.
Right, because it's an important exhibition, isn't it?
It is.
What they're doing. And have you been to this one in the space that's
Yeah,
in?
I have.
Wow.
It's in a great warehouse space. It's fantastic.
The space is incredible, and it's a shame that it's going to be pulled down, but never mind. You know, I suppose you call that progress, do you? Yeah. Anything else you want to run by us, the exciting stuff that you've got coming up?
We've got a really interesting show coming up at the National Trust in Tasman Terrace with an artist called Nicole Newman, who people won't know of. She's been, an artist who's kind of dropped in and out of a career. She started, you know, she studied with Jenny Watson many years ago. She's now creating these really intricate objects out of silversmithing objects and perspex. So that's going to be something to watch out early in the next in the new year.
Okay, but right now is the postcard exhibition. Where is it again?
We're at Domain House, which is in Dallas Brooks Drive in South Yarra, just tucked in behind the shrine.
Right. Which everyone knows where the
shrine is.
Right. Thank you so much for coming in. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.